G'day, this is Nerky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time going over the possible conspiracy theories behind the ADL, also known as the Anti-Defamation League. Their website has the slogan, ADL, Fighting Anti-Semitism, Bigotry and Extremism, which some conspiracy theorists might claim is newspeak for
the bullying propaganda matrix of Israel.
And some conspiracy theorists would say that the ADL is in place to ensure that nobody says anything against the Jewish population that could possibly defame them or see them in a negative light.
But that they have other political agendas in order to control the population of the world into thinking the way they want.
Which George Orwell would call newspeak. Some people would say that
any rational criticism of the Israeli occupation and of the Jewish faith or Jewish political stance has been oppressed by the ADL at every point possible.
And that even by making this podcast, some people might see me as being
anti-Semitist,
which is not the case. I, like many others, simply putting forth specific and differing conspiracy theories which could relate to the ADL
and how they like to control the way people think.
Criticisms and theories are not defaming if they have even the slightest bit of truth. In order for the ADL to stand behind their stance of battling anti-Semitism, they need to properly define a Semite. Is a Semite only a Jew who came from that specific part of the Middle East?
Or did the Semites originally involve Arabs, Christians, and other religious diversification?
Secondly, is it possible that
the ADL is being controlled by people who weren't from Semitic regions and came from the Ashkenazi Jews who originated from a completely different region to the Semites?
To support this conspiracy theory, you would need to look at the component of Semitic, Ashkenazi, and other Jewish national origins in order to see the racial background of Israel and hence the ADL. Another conspiracy theory relating to the ADL is
that it has supporters in the group running America known as the neocons,
which is an abbreviation of the word neoconservative, which is for a podcast in the PTS feed, not this one. But suffice to say,
do the neocons support the ADL and further its interests in America in order to gain rising support for Israel?
That is another conspiracy theory. And another conspiracy theory relating to the ADL is the excessive use of the word
Holocaust.
And the increasing amount of information that the ADL has been trying to push into the education system in order to gain what people call
Holocaust awareness.
Now, at the front, this might look like an interesting idea in order to make people learn from their mistakes. But in political science, it is shown that nations use war defeats in order to gain strength and support for their nation.
Is the ADL doing this for Israel in supporting the Holocaust and spreading the information relating to it?
This is yet another conspiracy theory relating to the ADL. I would like to stress that I am not an anti-Semite, nor am I defaming the ADL. I am simply bringing forth differing conspiracy theories that I have found on the internet and done little bits of research on. I urge you, the reader and listener, to go out and do some more research, more than I have done, and come to your own conclusions.
Do not believe what I have said in this, as it might be seen as being alarmist disinformation, but yet again it might be seen as a wacky conspiracy theory and disregarded completely.
It's up to you to decide. Well, this is Nerky signing out from his AboveTopSecret.com member podcast conspiracy theory on the Anti-Defamation League.